Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you one more time. We're thanking and praising God for his goodness and mercy, loving kindness. God is so good to us. We do appreciate the Lord and all that he is doing. Now, on our last broadcast, we started a message entitled Exposing Satan's Weapons, and we're going to pick right back up this morning where we left off. Amen. We invite you to get your Bibles and just join us for a time of fellowshipping in the Word. Amen. Studying in the Word. Before we begin, let's begin now with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. God, I'm thanking you, Lord, for just giving us life, health, and strength. Thanking you for your word. Thanking you for the richness of your word, Father. And Lord, as we go into your word, we ask that you anoint it. Let it be a blessing, Father God, to our souls, our spirits. Just uplift us on today and encourage us in your word, Father. We're thanking you and praising you now. Lord, you just have your way during this time, God. Minister, God, to all those that are listening, Father, via radio. You minister, Father God, to every need, Father, those that may be sick in body, those that just need encouraging, Father, those that need you in their life, God, to accept you. Help them, Father, to repent and let the convicting power of the Holy Ghost minister in a special way. And we thank you and praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, our key scripture that goes with this message or subject is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. The Bible says that for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not fleshy, amen, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So when we learn or when we know what weapons we can use, the Bible says that they are mighty. That means that when you pick up that weapon of praise or when you pick up the sword of the Spirit, you pick up the word of God and you begin to proclaim the word. There's power behind it. And that power comes from God. Amen. Because the weapons are mighty through God. For what purpose? To pull down strongholds. So when we expose, that means we reveal or we uncover. When we expose his tactics, his schemes, his wiles, his tricks, come on, amen, when we expose that, amen, then we pick up our weapons according to the Holy Ghost and under the direction of the Holy Ghost and through prayer, glory to God, we learn how to wield the weapons that God has given us. And as we do that, glory to God, then God is able, amen, to go in and do the work that needs to be done. Glory to God, beloved. The word of God is quick and is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut both ways. Believe it or not, it'll cut going in and cut going out when we need the word. But guess what? When it goes in, it'll cut. But when it comes back out, it will heal. Glory to God. See, God doesn't do, amen, doesn't react the way the enemy does. He's a loving and just God. Although he's a righteous God, and amen, sometimes he has to judge and do all of that. But we are serving an awesome God on today. Amen. Glory to God. So I want you to be encouraged. Amen, beloved. As we go through this and we begin to see the things that maybe have tripped us up or caught us in a net, caught us in a trap, amen, we can take those Holy Ghost scissors and begin to cut the net right on away from us. Come on now. Amen. So that we can walk in victory, walk in liberty, walk in health. Amen. Walk in total freedom. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Now, let's go a little further. Just to review, we talked a little bit about adversity. We talked about condemnation. And we know that the enemy would love to just keep us in that arena, because if we are condemned or we feel condemned, amen, it could just make us keep us in a holding pattern to where we feel that we're no good to anybody, no good to God, no good to ourselves, no good to anybody else because we're full of guilt and shame. Amen. That's one of his tricks to keep us condemned. But how many of you know there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit? We talked about being entangled, being caught, and our words is what catches us a lot of times. Amen. We're snared by the words of our mouth. We talked about false burdens, and when we take on the Lord's burdens, they're easy, they're light, they're not so burdensome and heavy that they weigh us down to where we can't move and we can't function. And finally, we talked about gossip. Amen. When we gossip, when we run people down, when we use our tongue in an improper way, amen, we can destroy relationships. We can destroy reputations. We can assassinate people's character just by our words. We strike with our words if we're not careful. We must be very careful what we say, because the things that we say, beloved, can give a false image of a person. And believe it or not, you don't know what impression you're making on that one, on that person that you're talking to. And it could be false. It couldn't even be, may not be true what you're saying. Amen. But we have to be, and of course we know gossip, it could be a true thing, but it's the way we say it. And we don't want to be in the arena of gossiping because you're running a person down. You're attacking them, and they may not even be anywhere around. But yet those hits, those darts affect them. So we must be very, very careful that we do not misuse our tongue, because, beloved, God will judge us when we do wrong and when we don't do the right thing, we don't say the right thing. We really we will stand before God. The Bible says, let me say it this way, that every idle word we'll give an account of. So we must be very, very careful not to gossip. Now, let's go further. We're going to talk about habits. Everybody knows what a habit is. A habit is something that a pattern of behavior. It's repetitious. It could be a thought. It could be an action or a reaction. And after a while, when it's practiced, it becomes a part of your life. And you don't even think about it. After a while, you don't think about that thing, but you just do it, okay? It becomes part of your character, beloved, or your mannerism, the way you react, or the way you act, okay, a habit. Now, so when this behavior is practiced day after day, you'll naturally train yourself to form a habit. And I have heard it said that it takes 21 days to form a habit. It takes 21 days to break one as well. It can. So habits can be a good thing, such as reading the word daily, praying daily. That's a good habit. Come on. Amen. To do things godly, you know, not to feed your spirit with junk so that you're weighed down. All right. After a period of time, it becomes easy to perform the action over and over again, getting up early to pray or praying late at night, whatever it is. Glory to God. Whenever you pray, the main thing is that you pray, that you have a consistent relationship with the Lord. Amen. Just like you talk to your family, your husband, your wife, your children on a daily basis, guess what? We must talk to God. We must get in that pocket. Amen. And make sure that we talk to God and spend quality time with the Lord. Okay? Now, before you know it, the action becomes automatic. Little or no thought, like I said, goes into the behavior. A habit can be destructive, can limit your effectiveness, stunt your personal growth, cut years from your life, alienate loved ones, and basically corrode a good quality of life. An alcoholic, a drug addict, come on, amen, someone that lives an immoral lifestyle, a whoremonger, all right, people that practice things that, you know, you do damage to your body by drinking and doing drugs, and even prescription drugs can be a bad thing. All right, we have to be very, very careful, beloved, because you form a habit. After a while, you get dependent on those pills. The doctor may give you something for pain, but after a while, you really don't have the pain, but you're addicted to the drug, and you want the drug. Your body craves the drug, and then if you don't get the drug, you get withdrawals. Well, you should not form that habit, because after a while, you will get into trouble, and it'll tear your body down, tear your liver down. All these things, repercussions from habits, from things that we pick up in our life, bad attitudes and all kinds of stuff can kill us, kill our spirit. So we must be very, very careful. All right. 2 Peter 2:19 says this: while they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. And you know that's the enemy's ultimate, is to keep us in bondage, keep us from being free and being liberated by the power of God. Keep us from walking in the liberty that the Lord has given us. All right, now listen, we can counterattack this particular weapon. And this is how we do it. We must be determined to come out of this area. And we do this by self-discipline, by disciplining ourselves in the Word of God. Sometimes it's a good thing. You know, if the Lord puts you on a fast, what happens when we go on a fast? All right? We are bringing our flesh under subjection. All right? We bring our flesh under subjection. We're restricting it. If you will, okay? We're limiting what we put in the body. Why? Because we're turning our attention to the spirit realm, to God. Amen. Feeding our spirit because we want to stay healthy. Sometimes we need to cleanse this body. Amen. Bring it under. Paul said he buffets his body. All right? Thank you, Jesus. Now we must be accountable to others by openly sharing with those whom we can trust and who will pray for us. This is a very important thing, beloved. We must stay accountable. We must stay accountable. A lot of times we don't want to. We feel like, well, you know, I'm serving the Lord. I love the Lord. I don't have to, you know, be accountable to anybody. Yes, we are responsible to be accountable because that keeps us on track. When you really want to walk right, especially ministers, you must be accountable to someone, okay? And it has to be someone that you can trust and someone that you know will pray for you, will lift you up. They won't just say, oh, I'm praying for you. No, and get off the phone and go to gossiping and talking. Come on now. You can't just open yourself up to anybody. You know, I've learned that over the years. We must be very, very careful who we open up to, who we talk to. Everybody smile at us and say that they love us, really don't. They may love us to a point. Come on now, but they're looking for little things that they can go back and talk about, run us down. They're not praying. You know someone that really prays for you, and you don't even have to acknowledge that. You know it. It's in our knower. Come on now. Glory be to God. Now, by doing this, it will make it more difficult to fall back into the area of sin when we're accountable, when we have someone praying for us. Amen. And not only accountability is when if you trust someone and they come to you and they say, look, the Lord showed me this and this, and you want to be aware of that or this. Amen. You trust that person enough to believe the God in them. Amen. That they're praying, that when they bring that word to you or they come to you with that, you have to be just enough, just accountable and walking in integrity enough to take that. Take it before the Lord. But if you know it's right, amen, you make the correction. Come on now. This is how we break the enemy's strongholds in our life. All right? So, again, by doing this, it will make it more difficult to fall back into the area of sin that is hindering our progress in the Lord. And that's what sin does. Sin stops our progress. Sin will hinder you. Come on now. Sin will keep you out of the will of God, out of the presence of God. Come on now, because sin stinks in God's nostrils. And he will not, amen, tolerate sin, nor will he bless us, and we continually, amen, get out of the mire, call ourselves half cleaning ourselves off, saying we're sorry. Come on, getting a little touch and a little tickle here and there, thinking we're okay when we really need to be delivered and set free by the power of God. Amen. So we have to allow the Lord to go all the way down in there, pull that mess out of us, be filled with the Holy Ghost, fill that area up, saturated with the Holy Ghost, saturated with God's love, saturated with his presence. Come on now. Amen. And then go further in the Lord. Glory to God. So what do we do? Again, saturate our spirit with the Word of God, and we stay built up in him that way. Amen. Now, immaturity. Let's talk a little bit about immaturity. Believe it or not, this can be a weapon. Amen. It's childishness. It's a lack of wisdom. It's when our emotions are underdeveloped. We're not developed normally when we're immature, especially if we're an adult. If you're an adult, you put away childish things. Now listen, beloved, in this day and hour, if we're naming the name of Christ, we ought to be able at a drop of a hat to pray someone through, to get in there. When we see someone going through some things, amen, instead of judging and criticizing and talking and low rating, get somewhere and pray. Come on now. Get somewhere. Get before the Lord and intercede. Sometimes the Lord will put us in places and allow us to see things. It's not for us to low rate and talk. It's for us to pray. Come on, somebody. It's for us to encourage and build up. Beloved, you never know where you're going. You never know what road you're going to go down. You never know who you're going to need. Come on, we all need each other. Glory to God. But one thing in the body that we're lacking is love. We're lacking God's love. We're lacking God's compassion. We're lacking, come on now, we're lacking the love of God that will walk with, that will bear long. Come on. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13. The love of God that's kind, that's generous, that's sincere, that seeks no ill. Come on. Doesn't work evil. Doesn't slander. Doesn't strike. I'm talking about the love of God. Amen. So when we're immature, we lack wisdom. Amen. We're childish. We're carnal. We're in the flesh. Come on and believe me, that thing will stick up. So you don't divulge yourself. You don't open up yourself to someone that's immature because you never know what they may do or how they may turn and strike you. Amen. Be very careful. Okay. The word says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4 and 15. So as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. That's 1 Peter 2 and 2. And finally, 2 Peter 3:18 says this, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. This is the word. This is how we counterattack immaturity. Get in the word of God. Amen. Allow the Lord to grow you up. Amen. Paul said when he was a child, he thought as a child. Amen. He acted as a child and all of that. But when he became an adult, a man, he put away childish things. There comes a time in our life, beloved, in God, that we've got to put away childish things. We've got to stop being mamby-pambies and all of that. Amen. And we've got to grow up and allow the Lord to mature us so that we can be, amen, the child of God, the children of God, the men and women of God, amen, fully developed that God wants us to be. Amen. Now listen, you're listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. It is always a blessing and an honor to be able to come to you via radio. Glory to God. The Word of God, amen, encourages us daily. And so we just want to encourage you to know that God loves you. He cares about you, beloved. Amen. No matter where you may find yourself right now, know that God loves you and that He cares. Glory to God. Amen. Now let's go back into the word of the Lord. Let's talk a little bit about judgmentalism, to be judgmental, okay? It's the inclination toward making moral judgments based on personal content and preference. Sometimes we judge people based on just what we see, and we don't really know. Again, we don't know what they're going through, but we'll judge them anyway. Amen, based on what we say, see, based on our preference. Amen, if someone is not doing what we think they should or acting a certain way, amen, we'll judge them. We'll put them in a box. But we're not to judge in this way. We're not to be critical. Come on now. Let's read James 4, 11 and 12. It says this, speak not evil one of another, brethren. Now, we can stop right there and really develop a message. Speak no evil one of another. Amen. The body of Christ, we are so guilty of this. We're guilty of shooting our own wounding our own friendly fire. Come on now. Amen. Friendly fire. So the Bible says, speak not evil one of another. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver. We know who that is. That's Jesus. Who is able to save and to destroy. Amen. Who art thou that judges another? In other words, who do we think we are? Amen. To take, if you will, take the law in our hands. Take the word in our hands and become a judge. Amen. We're going to take this word and we're going to interpret it our way. And then we're going to judge our brother and sister accordingly. And that is not what we're supposed to do. Amen. Our job is to pray, beloved. Our job is not to take a hammer and beat anybody over the head. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, so what does the word say? How do we counterattack this? Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. That's Luke 6 and 37. Very plain scripture. Do you see, beloved, when we really begin to get in the word, amen, amen, we get in the word and we allow this word to get in us, amen, we'll walk it out the right way. Come on, we'll put things in right perspective. Because you know what? Things that we really do need to judge and discern and get away from and expose, we won't do it. We won't expose sin. We won't do that. We won't expose. You know, sometimes we partake with people and we get with people because they have good gifts or they're anointed or they making, you know, give us a step up, a hand up or whatever, but they're living dirty. They're living raggedy. We don't care. We'll overlook that. Amen. To get what we want, to tickle the flesh. But when it comes to making a difference between clean and unclean, between holy and unholy, oh, that's a different ballgame. Oh, I know they not living right, but you know they gifted. Do you know this and this and this? No, that is not according to Scripture. Come on now. You don't have to step on anybody to get anywhere. Amen. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. If we get in God the right way, he'll open up the right doors. Come on. Amen. We'll walk through those doors. Why? Because God is opening them. And when God opens the door, no man can close it. Amen. When God closes the door, no man can open it. It's not about fame and fortune in ministry. Now we're living in such a drastic time, a perilous time, beloved. We don't have time to waste trying to get our little name in lights. Amen. The name that needs to be in lights is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's to be exalted. He said, if I'm exalted, if I'm lifted up, I'll do the drawing. Glory to God. We're just vehicles, vessels, if you will. Amen. Willing to be used. Amen. By the Lord. Excuse me. Now listen, I'm going to talk a little bit about laziness. Now this is a powerful weapon. It often goes undetected because it does not appear demonic. At first, when you first look at it, it's not demonic. It seems like, oh, that's, you know, it just being a little lackadaisical or whatever. Amen. But the enemy uses slothfulness and laziness, amen, to keep us in bondage. Slothfulness is a part of inactivity. It leads to poverty, a lack of fulfillment of purpose and impotence. So when you're impotent, you don't produce. You don't reproduce. Amen. And guess what? In the kingdom of God, he wants us to reproduce. Amen. God has given a lot of us vision, a lot of us, he's put burdens in our heart. He's put things in us that we need to birth out. Amen. The Bible says he gives us power to get wealth. Amen. The spiritual wealth as well as naturally. But, amen, when we don't stir up those gifts and then allow them to be activated in our lives, amen, and do the things we need to do, we'll just sit back waiting on someone else to take care of us. Amen. And guess what? You're going to go right on down into poverty. Amen. God wants us to have the things that we need to succeed. And what I mean by succeeding is doing it to be able to effectively work out and walk out the kingdom of God and do the work of the ministry. Amen. With no hindrance, with no lack. Amen. So we got to put to use the things that God has given us. Amen. Natural talents, natural gifts. Amen. Whether we're working on a job and serving under someone, or we have our own business. Some of you out there, you have business within you. Go ahead and be consistent to establish that business. Start right in your home. Start at square one, and then watch God move for you. Watch him break you forth. Amen. We don't want to be slowful. Amen. Now listen, Proverbs 26:13-15. Let's read that scripture. Proverbs 26:13, amen, through 15. Thank you, Lord. It says, "The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth." So in other words, this person is so lazy and slothful. Amen. Don't even want to eat. Just hide. Amen. You're not going to go anywhere hiding, beloved. Come on out. Come on out now. Amen. Let the Lord bring you out. Amen. You've been hurt, but you come on out. You say, "Father, I trust you." Amen. I've had to pray that over this last period of time here. I've had to pray quite a bit. "Lord, I trust you. Lord, I'm depending upon you. Lord, I'm relying on you. You are my help. You're my, amen, you're my strong tower. I can run to you, Father." Amen, because there's safety in God. Trust the Lord. Amen. Stop being fearful that someone's going to steal what you have. Just do it the right way and let God develop it and bring it on out. Amen, so that you can go on and complete the will of the Lord. Now, this is a counterattack. "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." That's Proverbs 12:24. And finally, Proverbs 20:13 says this, "Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread." Get on up out the bed. Come on. Get in there and pray. Let God give you that word. Let him give you that book that you need to write. Amen. Those songs that you need to write. Come on, so that someone can be ministered to. Amen. Let him give you that plan for that business. Put it together. Glory to God. And begin to produce in the spirit and in the natural. Amen. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be well-rounded, beloved. So we're exposing the enemy on today. We're exposing his tactics, glory to God, that will come at us to keep us, amen, in the realm of defeat. But we are not defeated today. Amen. Because we serve Jesus Christ. And greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Now, Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for the richness of your word. Father, I'm asking you to touch and minister to all those that have listened and that will listen to this broadcast. Let it be food for their spirit. Encourage someone. Build us up, Father. Take us further. Those that have been struggling, take the struggle out, God. Give peace on today. And we thank you for your strengthening in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, beloved, you've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Now, I wanted to share this. Amen. This teaching has really been taken from a woman of God, has written a series of books, The Rules of Engagement by Dr. Cindy Trim. I'm encouraging you to pick up these books and allow the Lord to take you further in this and minister. Amen. This word is, we need this. We need to know that the enemy's already been exposed. Amen. So I'm encouraging you to pick up her book, The Rules of Engagement. Get to the bookstore. Amen. And let the Lord minister to you. There are other strongholds. There are a whole lot of things that the enemy has used against us. But amen. This is a weapon. Glory to God. And we're going to defeat the enemy with the word of the Lord. Now my time is gone for today. We'll be back on our next broadcast. We want you to remember, beloved, God loves you. He cares about you. Amen. Visit our website. Drop us an email. Let us know how the broadcast has been. Until next time, God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name.